Which guest here today? It is Representative Mark Butler. Mark served 8 years in the Georgia State of Representatives as a representative for Georgia, I should say, and he is running currently for State Labor Commissioner. Representative Butler, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me on, Ty.
I appreciate it greatly. Tell me, and for our listeners, tell us what the State Labor Commissioner, what the responsibilities are for that position.
Well, the one that people are probably most familiar with is it's keeping up with the unemployment trust fund, running the unemployment offices around the state, collecting the unemployment, the state's portion of the unemployment insurance tax, and that's one of the largest portions of it. However, there's some other things they do too. They do vocational rehab, which is actually half of the workforce, Department of Labor. That, you know, it's designed to help people who have some type of disability, whether they've got it later in life or were born with it, help them receive training and assistance to get back to work. They also do inspections,
wow.
Safety inspections, too, on elevators and amusement rides and
vocational,
things like that.
Vocational, that's vocational. Let me come back to that. Vocational rehabilitation. So what you're doing or what the labor commissioner is responsible for, one of the responsibilities is making sure people that have disabilities have the skills to work so they can be a productive part of society. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow. And am I right to understand that the unemployment benefits are also paid out through that office? Is that right?
That is correct.
I'd love to hear you weigh in on this. I heard Nancy Pelosi say when they were going to extend the unemployment benefits out to, I think it's 99 weeks, she came on and said, you can ask any, this is a direct quote or pretty close, you can ask any economist, extending unemployment benefits creates jobs. I laughed out loud, but I'd love to hear you. I'd love to. Yeah, can you believe that? I'd love to hear you weigh in on that.
Well, I guess what she means is, I guess if some people continue to get checks, they're going to spend the money. I don't know what study she's looking at, but I've seen countless other studies that it actually does the exact opposite. You know, it's kind of interesting. We see this high unemployment, and there's no doubt people are having trouble getting jobs. So let's don't belittle
sure.
that by no
sure.
means. However, I've also talked to countless employers right now who are having trouble finding enough people to work, for their companies. So in some cases, obviously there's some legitimate case where people are having a hard time getting jobs, but then also other cases where people. Quite frankly, are riding this thing out, and in some cases are abusing. I mean, I know, for example, a friend of mine has a son-in-law that used to be in construction, which is one of the hardest hit areas in our workforce, and he is on unemployment right now, but he's also working on the side cash. So, you know, he was telling me that his son-in-law's right now currently making as much money as he was when he was employed with getting his unemployment check and also with the cash he's making on doing side jobs. I mean, so there's obviously some abuse out there, but make no mistake, every time you extend these benefits, that's a tax increase on our businesses here in Georgia every mm-hmm. single time, because guess who's going to pay for that? You wait and if you do the payroll for your business and you wait and you see what's going to happen, your feeder right. tax is going to go up.
No, I completely agree. I think I read it in the Wall Street Journal that their example after, it's not just the Wall Street Journal, other publications as well, that people don't take jobs because they don't want to lose their unemployment benefits. And also, I saw a study, and I don't know if you saw this or not, that one third of people that are on unemployment benefits, the week they go off, within 1 week of going of their unemployment benefits expiring, they find a new job. Have you seen numbers like that?
Oh yeah, I mean, I've been reading the same articles that you have. I mean, it's and there's no doubt. I mean, I've talked to people that said, you know, I've got a few more weeks. I've got a couple of ideas to do, and you know, and it's there's no doubt. Every time we extend this, I think we make the problem worse. I mean, we're not making it better. Sometimes, you know, you need a little motivation to go back to work, and you know, and some people riding up. But you know, I've also seen other instances where people who want to start their own businesses. Are almost afraid to because they say, well, if I even, you know, have a whisper that I've, you know, started this new business, they're going to cut off my benefits and then I won't be able to pay my bills. So, you know, the system is really working more, I think, to keep people unemployed than it is to put them back into jobs.
Let me ask you this. What can we do? As Labor Commissioner, what can you do to strengthen the job market in Georgia for those folks that are struggling to find jobs right now?
Well, probably the number one thing the Department of Labor can do, and it's a shame that we were not positioned for this before all this happened, is the Department of Labor has to connect more with the business community and understand the needs of the business community. I cannot tell you how many business owners that I have talked to that say that the Department of Labor, in a lot of cases, in a lot of places around Georgia, actually stand in their way of creating jobs and or hiring the right people. It's kind of an unusual situation. It seems to be right now our Department of Labor is kind of anti-small business or anti-business, and they're more concerned about getting people and on checks and keeping them on these unemployment checks. We have to strengthen our workforce. I mean, there's no doubt there are some areas that will come back on their own. You take construction, for example. Those jobs will eventually come back. I come from a background in that area. However, there's a lot of stuff that we're not going to get back. You talk about textile industries that were heavy in Georgia, especially in North Georgia, and that's where I'm from, in West Georgia. We have to start looking at the people that have lost their jobs, knowing they will not come back, and take a look at their skill sets that they have, and take a look at some of the emerging industries. You know, you hear a lot of talk about green industries, and we talk about some of these new technologies that are going to want to have manufacturing facilities here in the United States. We should be right now taking a look at the people that have lost those jobs that will not be returning, look at their skill sets, and then work with our technical schools to develop programs to tweak those skill sets to make them available for these new jobs and help attract these new industries. But, here's the thing that a lot of people don't seem to get. You know, we hear a lot of talk about all this, bringing in new industry, bringing in new jobs here in Georgia. We have to concentrate on the industries that we have here right now, because those are where the jobs will be made or created immediately. A new industry takes about 2 years to actually bring in and get started and get going. You take a look at any stats or any kind of studies, they'll tell you that job creation or 75% of new job creation comes from the expansion of existing industry in your state or brand new startups. And we have to have...
I don't mean to interrupt you here, but I'm coming up on a hard break here in just a second. I did want to ask you, as you know, I have a wealth management firm. The guys here in the studio are not only our hosts on the radio show, but also work in that industry. Tell me, as people are unemployed, as they've lost money in their retirement, as the last years have gone on, some of them are tapping into their 401ks and IRAs. Do you believe it's important that people have at least a part of their money in a protected place where they're not going to lose it?
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, I have always, I was reading some of your comments on Facebook and some things that I've seen you have put up. You really have to save those rainy days. But we have got a society right now that tends to be more spend. We have kind of perpetuated that. I know one time when I went and applied for a loan, they approved me for a loan that I knew I couldn't pay back. But the mindset in America has gotten away from putting money back on their own. The government is out there basically telling you, don't worry about it because in the end we'll take care of you. But I mean, I think any of us have any sense. No, that's not going to happen.
Right.
I mean, I've always put money back for myself. I try to save as much money as humanly possible because you never know when you're going to go through times like this.
All right.
We
pretty appreciate you being here with us. Today we have with us Representative Butler. He is running for state labor commissioner. I can tell you this. Actually, before we go, if someone wants to donate to your campaign or they want to find out more about your platform, where would they go do that?
Well, the easiest way to do that is go to the web. It's a very easy web address. It's www.markbutler.org. That's O-R-G. And you spell Mark with a K, not a C. MarkButler.org.
All right, MarkButler.org. Representative Butler, thank you so much for being with us. Best of luck in the upcoming election.
Thanks for having me on today.
All right, we are. Thank you very much. We are talking.